This episode is brought to you in part by Swim. Here's the thing about wishlist apps. Most of them just sit there. A customer saves a product, and then nothing happens. Swim actually activates that data. When someone wishlists a product, you could trigger price drop or back-in-stock alerts and feed that intent directly into Klaviyo or your CRM. You're not guessing what people want, because they've told you. Plus, customers can share wishlists for gifts, and your team can view them to offer personalized service online or in-store. And unlike cart abandonment, wishlist data is permission-based. These are people raising their hand saying, "Hey, I want this, just not right now." Swim's been around for over a decade. It powers 45,000 stores and installs in about 5 minutes. You could try it for free today at getswym.com/Kurt. That's getswym.com/Kurt. Today on the unofficial Shopify podcast, I believe we've got some feature news to share from Shopify, from the mothership. 3.5 years ago, they launched the Shopify B2B tools, and this is part of Plus. This is something we use regularly with some of our larger clients where they want to sell wholesale. They want to be able to sell to into retail, larger accounts. It's very useful because you need to be able to offer those people custom pricing, right? And et cetera. Like, there's a bunch of tools. Until you do it, you don't realize all the the little workflow tools that you got to figure out that go into it. And well, today Sameer Pradhan from Shopify is joining us to tell me what's new, what's changing. Sameer, welcome to the show. Happy to have you.
Thanks, Kurt. I'm really excited to be here.
Well, I did not share your title. What do you do at Shopify?
I joined Shopify actually pretty recently. So I joined in November of last year, and I'm here to help, build all the tools that merchants need to grow their business. So think about the two largest needs that a lot of merchants have, is generally sourcing and selling. Like, what should I have on my store? What should I have in my business to sell? And then how can I sell it? Where should I sell it? And if you look at the spectrum on that, it's everything from advertising to messaging to, sourcing through B2B, sourcing through, what we call the collective and a variety of things. So just helping merchants grow their business through sourcing and selling.
We're not here to talk about collective, but man, that's one of my favorite tools. I do love it. Shopify B2B, what is that tool suite?
Well, when a business wants to sell to a customer, just D2C, Shopify has been great and has out of the box a variety of tools to do that. But when you look at the primitives that are associated with selling to a company, those traditionally haven't been included and available for all Shopify paid merchants. And so the two big ones there are this idea of companies and catalogs. Because when you're doing B2B, your customer is a company. And so having those primitives, so that you can go in and adjust pricing and adjust, your discounts for those companies. Those are the type of tools. There's actually 50 different features, but the big two are just, companies as customers and catalogs that you can associate with that.
And catalogs are that's where our price lists live. That's how we do custom pricing.
That's right. That you can discounts on top of that. But exactly right. Yeah, you can have, think like, gold, silver, bronze in terms of catalogs, and you can have them associated with different markets. And in fact, when we talk about the, what we're doing here, we talk about some of the nuances of what features are available. But that's exactly right. It's companies and catalogs. And then a bunch of other features just to make the workflows better.
But B2B, to be clear, this is a Plus exclusive feature. We got to be on the big plan.
Well, today we're, we're excited to, for the first time, make these B2B features natively that were in Plus available to all non-Plus paid subscribers or merchants as well. And so that's a big, announcement from us. It's a big thing that we're launching and we're super excited about it.
It's huge because people regularly like, hey, I want to add wholesale, or like they're already doing it via, you know, like we're sending invoices and we give them a custom discount code. And they're like, all right, I want to scale this. I want like a proper B2B system. And that's when we say, all right, well, we have those tools, but you have to go to Plus to do it, right? You know, jump from whatever plan you're on to the next one. So B2B tools, this is on every plan now, not just Plus.
Yeah, and look, our goal with this is to really open up the foundations for what it takes for a merchant to start selling to other businesses and make that available to all, you know, paid merchants on Shopify. There's still reasons that you would graduate into Plus for more complex, you know, workflows or features. But selling wholesale is such a big opportunity for merchants that today only do it D2C that, you know, just alignment with the mission, we had to make it available so that we can just make commerce better for everyone, allow merchants to go and grow their businesses through that channel. It's a really big opportunity, and we want merchants to get started on the plan that they're already on.
And so is this included in the plan? This is an add-on cost?
No, it's included in the plan. There's no add-on cost. It's included in the plan.
So this just becomes available when? Yeah. Today?
Yeah. And in fact, if you go to your admin, you know, you'll see customers, you'll start seeing companies there. And that's kind of your sign that like, well, I can have companies as customers. And that's how you kind of get started with the whole thing. It's just there.
So, all right, breaking it down for folks who have not played with these features.
Yeah.
Catalogs is the B2B companies is the B2B equivalent of a customer, and then I assign a customer to a company, and then the company I also assign, like, well, this is their pricing, and that's the catalog is my price list, and I could either say, you know, I could go, all right, include all products, include just these specific products. We have different tiers, and almost always they get named after rare metals, you know, like gold, silver, bronze, platinum, diamond.
Right.
That diamond's not a metal, but and then it's like 10, 15, 25 off, or I could use a spreadsheet. I could do custom, like, unique pricing overrides in there. And then that way, like, that custom pricing, that gated pricing, that's my B2B system. And so the customer applies, logs in, and then they see their special pricing. They could just place their order. And it just simplifies the entire thing over, you know, the workarounds I would have been doing before without these B2B features.
That's exactly right. You know, the goal here is to basically have native features that allow you to sell wholesale. And that wasn't possible before, you know, we made this available. And so the way that you would act on it is you'd basically go and say, well, I'm going to set up my company profiles, which are my company customers. And that means you can have multiple contacts in there. You can put information about their locations, payment terms, etc. Now that you've got that, of course, when, you know, someone comes into onto your store, they have to log in. That's how you kind of know, well, if that's users from this company, great. And then you set up your catalogs. And with, you know, one of the points of differentiation between Plus merchants and non-Plus merchants from a B2B perspective is that non-Plus merchants get up to 3 custom catalogs. So on those catalogs, you can kind of put in your pricing, you can offer discounts. And typically what you do is you assign those to, for non-Plus, you assign those to markets. And from there, you know, you have companies that are assigned to these markets. Someone logs in, they start seeing the catalog that you've assigned them to. And so you can do volume pricing, you can do ACH bank transfers, you can do vault credit cards, the whole 9 yards.
Wait, so I also get, because those are other, you know, previous Plus exclusive features, were vaulted credit cards and ACH. I can get that. That's expanded as well.
Yeah. So there's actually over 50 features that you get as part of this, like, you know, B2B set of features. But the main 2 ones are, you know, companies and catalogs. The rest of them are optional. But many folks will, you know, explore them and use them for their business. But to really get started, it's 2 things. Yeah,
it's companies and catalogs. There's also onboarding with it, which, you know, typically we use Shopify Forms and Shopify Flow, and you can really automate a lot
of it. That's right. And that's available. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's available. And then in Flow, there's even templates. So it's like, all right, well, you know, it's a little intimidating. I actually, like, I don't write this stuff from scratch. In Shopify Flow, it's got the template to just set it up for me.
It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I like it. Okay. So playing devil's advocate here, B2B on Plus, that was a big reason for adopting and going to Plus. Yeah. And if we've removed that reason as to why merchants upgrade, well, I don't even know if you could share this with me, but how do you justify that internally?
Well, we actually don't look at it as removing value from Plus. We look at it as expanding access to B2B features for more merchants so they can get started growing their business and then grow into Plus. Look, the reality is that, we talk to merchants every year. There's a survey, and B2B features come up as a top three merchant request all the time. So there's real merchant need, and that's regardless of which plan you're on. So merchants are asking for this. We look at the opportunity, for someone who just sells D2C to grow their business selling B2B, well, that's very aligned to our mission as well. It's a huge growth opportunity for these merchants. And at some point when you've got this channel really, buzzing for your business and it's working, there's reasons that you would naturally graduate into Plus, and that's what we want.
You're absolutely right. When we talk to people who are migrating to Shopify from a different platform, always is like, hey, B2B, B2B is always in there as either that's a requirement because we have that program now, or this is a nice to have because it is on our radar. And so to see this as like, this is just out of the box default available to you on every plan, man, a lot of value created there, a lot of time saved. There are just a lot of workarounds that we no longer have to use.
Yeah, we hear that from merchants a lot.
So it sounds like this, this decision was based a lot on actual merchant feedback. People saying like, hey, this is the feature we want. We need these tools. That's the driving force here, which is like it was overwhelmingly what people requested.
I mean, totally. Like top three feature requests every time we talk to merchants. Merchants tell us about the workarounds that they use. And they're convoluted, right? And you think about like, what is Shopify trying to do? It's trying to make commerce better, it's trying to make commerce easier, more accessible. Those workarounds are cumbersome. They fail at different points, by the way, because you're stitching together spreadsheets and tools and workflows and tribal knowledge. And the idea is you shouldn't have to contort Shopify to do your business. Like that's the point of the platform. And so what we wanted to do was just really just live up to what our merchants are asking for and say, great, the foundations to do business with another business, that's included now. We talked with one merchant, Dax Eyewear, and it's a good example because they're an eyewear company and they used to sell D2C. They kind of found out about the opportunity they had with B2B at a trade show. And what became very clear to us from conversations with them is that they could have really used these features when they were getting started with B2B. They had a lot of workarounds. It was painful to hear what they had to go through. And I think that's why we did, right? Like merchants are asking for this. This is a huge opportunity. People are doing these workarounds that they shouldn't have to. Now they don't.
Here's some customer service emails you don't want to wake up to. I was drunk. This was a gift, but we broke up. Wrong color, wrong size, wrong me. Sound familiar? With Cleverific, you don't have to deal with these anymore. Cleverific gives your customers a self-service portal to edit their own orders. No emails, no back and forth, just simple fixes. Fewer support tickets, faster fulfillment, and happier customers. Peter Manning New York slashed their order support request by 99%. You can too. Get 50% off the Cleverific Pro plan, just $49 a month, exclusively for the unofficial Shopify podcast listeners. Go to cleverific.com/unofficial and use promo code KURT50. Fix the problem before it's a problem. That's Cleverific. No, I hadn't considered that, but you're right. You
previously you could have ended up in a situation where you're like, I want to try B2B. So then, all right, we come up with some workarounds to do it.
Yeah.
Hey, it's successful. Okay, right. Now I got to migrate it. Like, all right, now that we've justified it, let's go to Plus. Let's set up the proper B2B. And I end up doing a lot of the same work twice. And then our existing customer are like, oh, well, you're going to do this a little differently now. So right. If I could just start, you know, with the right tools for the job, makes life easier. And also, you know, it is more likely that I am going to continue with, you know, and try and promote that wholesale program and bring in, you know, new retail clients. If it's easy, right? If I'm not worried about it breaking.
That's right. The graduation path is super simple because it's all the native features. That's exactly right. Yeah.
One of the things that, you know, I want to bring up, because I think a lot of people don't realize it, is in that Shopify theme editor, you know, which is where I love to spend my time, given the chance, is B2B is a context. You could set the theme editor and say, all right, if someone is logged in as a customer, and in Shopify Liquid, that's a variable. You could do if customer.b2b. And so, you know, you can absolutely change the appearance of your website without having to run another one and have it be specific to your B2B people logging into your store, which I think is such a neat feature because, it, you know, another way to do wholesale is spin up an entirely separate store, right. Which advantages and disadvantages there too, but rarely, you know, something you want to start with. You know, definitely easier if you can to run it just in your own store and then use that context switching, which man, what a cool way to do it.
Kurt, I think you touched on something really important, which is, A, you can customize the way your store, you know, appears for B2B customers when they're logged in, you know who they are. They can see that catalog-based pricing. You can, in theme editor, kind of make these modifications. But I think even beyond that, I think the thing that you're touching on that's super important is that behind the company is a real human. And, you know, they want to shop and they want to have a great shopping experience as well. And think about how much you've invested in the online store that you have for your D2C business. Those improvements, that design, that sense of brand and business that you've built just flows over. You don't need, a specialized store that's just bare bones for B2B. It's actually a human on the other side and you want to give them a great shopping experience because they care about it actually.
Okay, I want to walk through, you know, for people who've never played with this, I want to walk through workflow, through setting it up, right?
Yeah.
I'm on Shopify. I have my successful D2C store. I have maybe, you know, a handful of existing wholesale clients, but, you know, we're just kind of doing things like they email me a purchase order and then I like go type in a draft order. You know, I don't have like a proper setup here. So, you know, this is launched today. These features are now available to everybody. Walk me through what that setup looks like.
Well, look, the main things you need to do to get started is, you know, go to admin, go to customers and set up your companies. And then you can set up your wholesale buyers there. You'll create a catalog with your wholesale pricing and then assign those to markets. And then look, this is the part that is really cool. You can, you know, sometimes it's like, well, how do I let the company that I'm doing business with know that they have an account? Well, you can send them emails. You can send them invites through email that say, hey, you've got, you know, an account on my store. It's kind of nice and official. They can click on it. Now they're, you know, they're logged into your store. And that's it. You're selling B2B. Everything else you want to set up is optional on top of that.
So just as like a customer gets order confirmation, you know, gets like a various transactional emails from my store, there's a specific one for B2B customers, isn't there? And then obviously I could use Flow and I can add, you know, more to it. But like out of the box, there's B2B notification templates, aren't there?
Yes, there are. Yeah, that's right.
The other neat B2B feature that has popped up as part of Catalog is quantity rules. Tell me about how these quantity rules work. Why I'd want to use them.
Well, I think partly it'd be, you know, setting up your volume-based discounts, minimum, maximum rules that you might have for your business. And those are all optional, but that's how I would look at it.
Like we worked with someone who sold plants. And so they're like, hey, if we're going to sell plants, we got to do it. It's like, it has to be in units of six because like that's how they packed it. And so if you have those rules for a wholesale customer, okay, then we know our minimum is six. and we got to sell it in increments of six. And it just works, like you set the rule, it just works in the theme. It's really cool.
I think the biggest one for B2B, of course, is you can only buy this in units of 10 or 20.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a common problem, by the way, in a completely side conversation, common problem when we go to Costco, we end up with packs of a lot. And then I get yelled at for eating them too fast, whatever I get. But yes, that's basically, you're trying to configure your catalog because you're selling with a B2B, you're selling with B2B packaging often or constraints. And that's where you can set all that up.
And those quantity break rules. I want that for regular customers. I do. That's my feature request. I want those B2B quantity rules. They could just because it's so useful. And there's been a handful of times where I'm like, man, we could really use this here.
Look, I think another use case for these quantity rules is volume based discounts, right? So I think having volume discounts trigger different quantities, it's great. Adds flexibility to the way you do B2B business.
And so we all get access to these features, and then yeah. The limitation is just number of, sounds like the limitation is number of catalogs I could create.
Yeah, so what stays plus is basically this idea of individual customer-based, pricing, because you have three catalogs, or up to three catalogs. And so, the way this works is that you have a catalog assigned to a market, and then you have customers in that market. But if you want to do individual customer level pricing, that, is a level of complexity for which you would, use Plus. Then there's, partial payments and deposits. That's another Plus only feature. You still have flexible, payment terms, but you're collecting that payment in one shot, so to speak. And then unlimited catalogs, because you have three catalogs for non-plus merchants.
So it sounds like to me, I have all the tools I need right now to get going with quite a robust wholesale system in my existing Shopify store. And then it becomes a natural upgrade to Plus. Like you'll know it when you hit those limitations.
That's right.
Because you're trying to set up more. Like just, you naturally end up trying to set up more sophisticated things where like, you're getting bigger and bigger retailers and you're lucky. Maybe you get like a huge retailer.
Yeah.
Well, okay. They end up negotiating their own special specific terms.
Right.
Hey, thrilled to have the deal. And then, that becomes the point where
that's
you're like, all right, maybe it's time to upgrade.
That's a great reason to graduate to Plus, isn't it?
I mean, yes.
Exactly.
Okay. This makes sense to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, exactly. I get the logic and the rationale. Man, dude, the number of conversations that this would have made life easier, where we're just like, yeah, absolutely. B2B, easy to set up on Shopify. It was just right in your plan. Oh,
yeah.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, thank you. We're excited about it. Yeah.
From your perspective, is there an obvious first mistake people make when they're getting started and exploring B2B?
Well, look, I think that if I can tell you the story of my fitness journey, which hasn't happened yet.
That makes two of us.
Yeah, it's because I think of a very common mistake, which is trying to do too much and too complicated of a setup too fast. I have a plan to hit the gym and eat right and do all these things. And I set it up so complex, I didn't end up following it. But the lesson behind that actually is quite transferable to a lot of things in life. And I think for B2B customers as well, which is, look, start simple. You don't need all the complexity and the bells and whistles that you think you'd need or you might need eventually. Get it going with a simple, understandable structure, which is why the foundational set of features that we're opening up, we think are a great way to get started. And then as you feel it, as your business requires it, as your deals or your customer requirements get more complex, then start adding that, that complexity.
So if I wanted to do the MVP, just get started with this, assuming I've got my online store and it's successful and we're selling D2C,
yeah.
I could just start with, hey, use Shopify form, to make a page, link it in my footer, and do like dealer application, retailer application, wholesale application, you know, some variation of that and see what happens, you know. Yeah. And if we get someone where we go, yeah, that is like, I want them as a partner. I want, you know, to sell through them. Ah, now I'm confident. I have the tools. So now I could turn around and be like, all right, let's set up our price list. Let's figure this out and go from there.
Yeah. Set them up as a company, get them assigned to a market. Boom. There you are.
And, you know, once you've set up the first one, okay, now subsequent ones, similar process, very easy to just get them going and started. And then, you know, like they'll let you know, they'll make requests. They'll tell you like, hey, this is what we're looking for. This is what you could do differently. Yeah. And it'll expand and grow on its own.
Hmm. Absolutely. I think there'd be so much delight here, you know, with me, with the team, with Shopify overall, if people are graduating into Plus, because their business is actually at the point where they're doing so well that they're outgrowing the foundational features that we've made available. I mean, that's a good problem to have, right? So it's an easy graduation path meant so that you can get started. And then when your needs require it, there it is.
So I think when you're starting a business, you know, and running a retail business is hard enough on its own, right? And then adding B2B into it, if you don't have the experience with it, it can be intimidating. Because even though I think like fundamentally it's a lot of the same stuff, suddenly it becomes intimidating with more jargon and these enterprise technical terms.
Yeah.
You know, like, well, what terms are you giving me? I'm like, what the hell is he talking about? You know,
yeah.
Maybe that's not a great example, but okay, if someone is like feeling too intimidated to try it, but is curious about it, what do you say to them?
Well, look, I think, you know, some of these terms, you think about like B2B, like if you're new to this, it could seem a little bit intimidating. It's like, am I doing business with another business? What does that mean? You know, what does it mean for me to set up a company? You know, it sounds very enterprising, but actually it's not. You know, you're literally just saying, I have a customer that's a company, and it's very easy to set up where I talk, you know, set up my customers today. And it's just a human on the other side. And so what seems like it could be, you know, kind of scary is often just like me with my business doing business with another small business. And that's how I would grow the channels where I can sell. So I think, you know, just leaning into it and saying, well, am I selling to you a user or am I selling you a company? And now I've just got ways I've got primitives in Shopify to help me organize that. Super easy to get started. You know, when we look at the opportunity, by the way, for B2B, it's actually one of the largest opportunities for people who are selling only D2C right now. And, you know, last year, I think there was like, you know, 96% GMV growth, for merchants who were essentially using our B2B features, and 41% growth in the number of merchants that were, you know, using these B2B features. And so that was all Plus before. But now that opportunity, that growth is just available to so many more businesses. And that's why we're making it open, because actually it's not intimidating. It's super easy to get started. It's just a human on the other side, and you can register the company that they're with.
Hey, today's episode is sponsored in part by Zipify Plus. Because you've got enough to do as a business owner and marketer, the last thing you need to be worried about is optimizing your upsells. But if they're not optimized, you're leaving up to 20% of your revenue on the table every single month. So be honest, did you start a new batch of split tests on your upsells this week? Of course not. Real optimization requires constant attention, running tests, launching offers, reading reports, adjusting for sales. Your team's too busy for all that. Zipify Plus takes over your upsells completely. You get a dedicated team that builds, manages, and optimizes your upsells for you. They work with over 100 Shopify Plus stores. Their average client sees $233,000 a year in extra revenue without lifting a finger. If you can't remember the last time you updated your upsells, go to zipify.com/USP to book a free strategy call today. Their team will audit your store and show you exactly where you're leaving money on the table. No commitment required. That's zipify.com/USP, because you've got enough to do without worrying about upsells too. Yeah, that's a good way of looking at it. You know, I think even I was thinking about it, you know, making it more complex than it needed to be at times.
Yeah.
And really it's like, all right, you're adding an extra layer of between, you know, the customer and you in the form of the company and the price list. But really, that's about it. Okay. I'm curious, you know, your thoughts on how this may impact or be perceived by, you know, Shopify partners like myself who may specialize in B2B. Like recently on the show, we heard from Dennis Dooley from Uncap, who, you know, that they're a Shopify partner a long time. And that is all they do is like, we build B2B businesses. I have built one B2B business on Shopify that we're very proud of, utility pipe supply. And so like, there's a lot of complexity and difficulty that comes along with it. So how, like for those people who live, sleep, eat, breathe it in the Shopify partner ecosystem, you know, what do you say to them?
Well, the way I look at it is that our job is actually to help these developers succeed. And the way that we're doing that is by expanding the market that they can serve. There's two ways to look at this. One is for, you know, just the overall partner ecosystem out there. You know, the lack of B2B primitives for a lot of Shopify merchants today meant that they can't have apps that rely on them. And you look at a messaging app, for example, right? Like, what does it mean to message a customer versus a company that's a customer? Well, the lack of those primitives make that app experience more complicated than it needs to be. And so now we're just expanding essentially the addressable market of businesses that sell B2B so that the broader app ecosystem can offer those B2B features. And then when it comes to, you know, those that are building B2B apps, I think the reality is that, you know, we can't offer everything that exists from a B2B workflow perspective because it is truly a large and complex space. The goal is, of course, as I mentioned, to help people get started with by opening up the foundations. And actually, we do a lot to bring our partners into the conversation. So, you know, we publish our roadmap, tell them about our features so that they can build on top of them versus, you know, replicating them, for example. When we talk to merchants, we bring them into merchant conversations. And we talk about them at editions. We even have a B2B app guide where we feature them. So I think this idea that B2B can be bigger on Shopify can be more true now than ever before, partly because we're making these primitives available to more merchants than ever before.
Technical jargon can be exclusionary. And one term that has popped up more and more is primitive. Primitive used in the context of software. So for our non-developer friends, when we say primitive, what do we mean?
I just mean a foundational construct or a foundational element of your store. So you look at customers. If I say you have a customer primitive, it basically means it's a platform feature. You know that Shopify has a place for you to have your customers in there. There's a place for it to get stored. There's a place for you to interact with it. That's a foundational platform feature. So that's what I was referring to as a primitive. Now, for more merchants, you're going to have the ability to have those companies be customers. And that's a new, you know, platform capability.
And I view primitive as a unit of measure. You know, a small, very small piece of software. Yeah. You know, the smallest bit.
Maybe a unit of functionality.
Feature. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, is primitive. Okay, very helpful. At the start of the show, we mentioned Shopify Collective. I love Shopify Collective. You know, the system that essentially lets like two Shopify stores connect and one serve as a dropshipper for another. And it's really cool, easy to use thing. That, to me, that's a form of B2B. Is that, would you agree?
I think in many cases, it absolutely is, right? Because it's someone saying, I have these products. Here's my price list. You know, you can sell these products that I have. And so that is very much a form of B2B.
You know, thinking out loud, I'm wondering like, oh, maybe there's an opportunity there. Like if I'm already on Collective and now I have access to these B2B features and I could figure out, okay, who's my number one through Shopify Collective. Maybe I could reach out to them and be like, hey, you know, maybe you're selling well with us. Maybe we can expand that. And, you know, now we've got this wholesale offering.
Yeah, I think you're touching on on a core part of, you know, what could be. And at some point we should talk about that. But I think this opportunity to basically help merchants on Shopify discover and connect with the businesses that they need to, that they can sell through or to, and therefore grow their business is a huge opportunity for us. And you can think about it's almost a spectrum of how you can start. You sell, you know, I sell directly, or I sell through the collective, or I sell B2B. Well, these are really just spectrums of being able to offer, you know, different quantities with different levels of certainty and predictability with how much I sell at a time or who I'm selling to. And there's a huge opportunity for us to make that and continue to make that easier for merchants. And also for merchants who use these features to discover which other merchants they can be selling.
So you know, there's a lot
of opportunity here. Yeah.
Yes. There's a word that gets used a lot in this space and on the show, democratization. And the phrase democratization of tools. Over time, as technology advances, often the barrier to entry gets lower, both in skill, time, and money. And in this case, that's what we're seeing with the availability of B2B features, right? Of being able to expand our sales channels through our online store. And really, it's like, I'm on the same plan. I'm on the same platform. The same skill set that I have learned using that software is going to apply to these because it's all, in that one cohesive Shopify platform.
Exactly.
Now, it's cool to have been around long enough to see these things evolve in this way.
Well, Kurt, I guarantee you that, I think you know this too, that you're so much more of an expert on Shopify than I am because I'm still relatively, when I knew I was coming to talk to you, I was like, I think I'm going to end up learning more from him in this conversation just because how many of these you've done and your level of expertise. So that's great. I think you have been around through, quite an evolution of how business is done online. And you're touching on something which is very important, which is how can the discovery and connection of new places to do business become easier and more available because the way people buy, where they buy, it's getting more and more fragmented. And it shouldn't be up to every merchant to relearn and refigure everything out. There's an opportunity for us to make that simpler for them because that's how commerce gets easier and better.
Absolutely. Okay, that's a really good place to start wrapping this up. We got to land this plane. If I'm just in my store, log in today, catalogs and customers are the new features. That's realistically like where I'm getting started. But I probably maybe want to peruse help docs for it. I assume just the Shopify B2B help docs, I can include those in the show notes and that's going to guide us through it.
Absolutely. And you can go to shopify.com/news, which is our newsroom, and you'll see it there too.
Okay. Yeah. I'll include that in the show notes. And then for you, do you want people to reach out to you?
Absolutely. I'd be open to feedback from folks that are trying these features, that have ideas for what we can do. Love to learn about their experience. LinkedIn, you can look me up. You'll see what appears to be a baby photo of mine or a photo from so long ago that I'm barely recognizable. So I might have to change that. But yes, please, feel free to send me some feedback there.
All right. So I'm going to add you on LinkedIn and I'm looking for Babyface Samir.
You can't miss it. There's only one.
Man. Okay. Samir Prada, thank you so much. Man, I'm excited. I'm sure you're aware, but wow, this will create a lot of value, a lot of opportunity, and make a few people's lives easier with these tools.
Yeah, we hope so. Thank you, Kurt. Thanks for having me on and for having the conversation about this. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. Hey, before you go, I was hoping you would check out our new app, Promo Party Pro. It is what I want to be the single best, easiest way to run a free gift with purchase promo on Shopify. We just put it live in the App Store. We've got less than 50 users. We want your feedback. So if you need to run a free gift with purchase promo in the near future, install it, try it. There's a live chat. I check that all the time. And so if you have any issues at all, or any suggestions on how we can make it even easier to use, let us know. We're happy to help. If you want to try it, search Promo Party in the App Store. Promo Party Pros, the app. Give it a shot. It's got a free trial. Thanks.